You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle 1490 AM in La Crosse.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. A bridge crossing the Mississippi River to the south of La Crosse is open once again. The Blackhawk Bridge, which takes motorists from Wisconsin to Lansing, Iowa, reopened Monday morning. It was closed on May 17th due to one of its piers moving, but Iowa DOT officials said the bridge is safe to cross. The DOT said that it is planning future closures due to construction of the 94-year-old bridge's replacement, which is set to open in 2027. The current bridge was also closed last year for nearly 2 months for emergency repairs. There are three committee meetings today in city government. One of those is a city council planning meeting about the city's budget building process tonight. Tomorrow, the city administrator work group will meet. Thursday is the common council meeting where resolutions on the final steps needed for the school district of La Crosse to begin work on two elementary schools will be decided, as well as a pair of proposals that would raise the stormwater utility fee twice in the next 7 months and again each of the following 3 years. Once again this summer, Gunderson is offering free meals for children. Amplify Health by Gunderson will serve the free meals at its cafeteria for anyone under 18 years old from 6:30 until 9:30 a.m. and from 10:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. Meals are available Monday through Friday except for federal holidays. Gunderson will serve the free meals through August 20th. Funding for the free meals comes from the USDA. A full list of summer meal programs for kids in Wisconsin can be found on the DPI website or by calling 211. Gas prices continue to slowly fall here in Wisconsin. With more, here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
Gas prices fell slightly over the last week, dropping 1.7 cents to land at $2.95 today. This is 3 cents higher than a month ago and over 27 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. We aren't the only state where prices declined. Officials at Gas Buddy say refineries have ramped up output and gasoline supplies surged. There is an overall gentle downward trend across the country as summer progresses.
Here in La Crosse, gas prices have trended just under the statewide average for the past month, currently sitting at $2.95 per gallon. That's about 30 cents cheaper than the average price of gas last June. Concern is growing over severe weather forecasting after Trump administration cuts decimated the agency that provides that service. With more, here's Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The National Weather Service is warning of severe staffing shortages in Wisconsin and that none of their offices in the state have a chief meteorologist. The agency has three offices covering a majority of the state, with the Northwest region covered by offices in Minneapolis and Duluth. And due to federal cuts under the Trump administration, the remaining offices have also cut some of their services, like balloon launches.
June and July are historically the most active months for severe weather in Wisconsin. Who will run for governor next year? The current governor isn't ready to announce his plans yet. With more, here's Civic Media's Joanne Krulatz.
A breakdown in negotiations over a tax cut and other spending measures in Wisconsin threatens to put the 2026 race for governor on hold, with the Democratic incumbent saying he won't announce his decision on seeking a third term in the swing state until after a budget deal is done. Wisconsin is poised to be in the national political spotlight again next year, with the race for governor and a fight over control of the legislature.
Currently, only two candidates have officially declared their candidacy. Republican Josh Showman and Democrat Zachary Roper are the first two in the mix. At the state track and field meet at UW La Crosse this past weekend, dozens of champions were crowned as the best in the state. A total of 118 event champions and 8 team champions were recognized at the two-day meet, which wrapped up on Saturday. One of those team champions was Cochran Fountain City, which earned the school's first ever girls track title. In addition, 25 verified state records were broken. The event draws upwards of 20,000 spectators each year and has an estimated $4 million impact on the La Crosse area. 98 schools across Wisconsin received a DPI honor for achievement, progress, or impact for last school year. The schools of recognition include Arcadia Middle School, Independence Elementary School, and Wanniewaukoc Center Junior High School. Schools eligible for the recognition must be receiving Title I federal funding, meet or exceed expectations on the school report card, and meet or exceed 95% test participation among all students. You can see the full list of schools receiving recognition on the DPI website. The Wisconsin DPI is making sure children are fed even while school is out for the summer. With more, here's Civic Media's Joanne Krulatz.
Amanda Cullen with DPI says the agency has an online service to locate those free meals near you.
There's a summer meals finder that if they put their address in, it will show the sites that are near them. And then they can contact the sponsors to find out, you know, the dates and times that they're offering meals.
You can find out more and find that program program online at dpi.wi.gov.
Funding for the free lunches comes from the USDA. A full list of summer meal programs for kids in Wisconsin can be found on the DPI website or by calling 211. Sunny skies today, but rain is on the way. Highs will reach the 80s in most places across the Coulee region today. Clouds begin moving in overnight with slight chances of showers tomorrow. Highs will top out around 80 degrees. Better chances that precipitation begin overnight Wednesday into Thursday and again Thursday through Friday night. Temperatures will stay in the 70s throughout the rest of the week before bouncing back into the 80s over the weekend. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast. Download the free Civic Media app now at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
It's the Brewers and the Braves. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball game two of the Brewers and Braves series tonight in Milwaukee. The Brewers looking to bounce back after losing last night 7-1. Atlanta's Matt Olson smacking a two-run homer off the first pitch thrown by Brewers lefty D.L. Hall in the fifth.
Coming out of the pen, you can't be soft out the gate. You gotta go right at him, and I kind of eased into the first pitch, and he made me pay for it. He's a good hitter. So he did what he was supposed to do. I should have been locked in sooner.
The Braves ending their 7-game losing streak. NFL, the Packers begin their 3-day mini camp. Quarterback Jordan Love asked about facing Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers in October in Pittsburgh.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be awesome. I'm excited for it. You know, I can't wait to be on different sides, meeting up. And I know we'll talk pregame, things like that. And hopefully we can exchange jerseys after.
That's Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. Lilo and Stitch is still the box office champ. The biggest hit of the summer so far pulled in $32 million last weekend and is now pushing $800 million globally at the box office. The film is showing some great gams with only a 50% drop despite being in its third week of release. The number two spot goes to From the World of John Wick, Ballerino, which brought in a less than expected $26 million in its opening weekend and $51 million globally. The eighth installment of Mission Impossible saw only a 45% drop in its third week of release. Final Reckoning is currently at $450 million globally. Karate Kid Legends brought in $8.5 million to come in fourth place, and gruesome horror film Final Destination Bloodlines continues to show incredible staying power by coming in fifth place and pulling in $6.5 million in its fourth week. The film has now pulled in $250 million worldwide. The 2025 Tonys are in the books, and the big winner from Sunday night's event was Maybe Happy Ending. The production, a love story about two abandoned robots, was named Best Musical and brought in six other awards as well. According to Variety, the play struggled to find an audience until the reviews came in. Similar to the moving picture box office, the theater industry seems to be back on track following the pandemic, with $1.89 billion in ticket sales, which is a record. Brendan Jacobs Jenkins became only the third playwright to win Tonys in consecutive years with This Year's Purpose, a hilarious look at a civil rights leader's dysfunctional family, which won Best Play. Other highlights from the evening include Succession's Sarah Snook, who was named Best Leading Actress in a Play for The Picture of Dorian Gray. And in sad Tony news that really isn't that sad, George Clooney was a bridesmaid for Best Performance by a Leading Actor in Good Night and Good Luck. Still nice to be nominated, or so I'm told. Hollywood oddball Jared Leto has been accused of sexual misconduct from 9 women. According to Airmail, the Oscar-winning actor has a history of texting underage girls, even calling them in the middle of the night and making inappropriate sexual remarks. According to Yahoo Entertainment, one alleged victim, a Los Angeles DJ, claims she was assaulted backstage by Leto, even though she was only 17 at the time. Representatives for the My So-Called Life actor deny all claims. Netflix has released the trailer for Tyler Perry's latest Madea installment, Madea Destination Wedding. Please don't turn off the radio. Say what you want about Perry and this franchise, which is now 20 years old, but it is impressive that not one of the films has ever been rated fresh on Rotten Tomatoes, and they keep getting greenlit. The franchise started in 2005 with Diary of a Mad Black Woman. For what it's worth, Perry has been part of good films and projects. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be quite a bit warmer today, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 70s to near 80 this afternoon. Tonight, clear with a low down to around 60. Tomorrow, sunshine with late day and nighttime showers and thundershowers. And once again, a high in the upper 70s to near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lacrosseeagle.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.